Kia ora koutou, ko Ruben Raja ho. Get ready for some contemporary, alternative and indie music with me. And today we are also going to celebrate some classics from the past. And these are songs that we often don't hear on commercial radio, but you get to enjoy them here with me on the Bad Monkey Music Show. And on this particular episode, we are going to get naughtier than usual. So if you don't like curse words or hedonism of the musical kind, well, maybe you should stay back this time. This is the Bad Monkey Music Show, and I am proud to be part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. So if you want to find out more about us, well, check us out at radio13.co.nz. This is episode 4, and I will be featuring music by Contenders, Mermaidens, Twin Temple, and lots more. And I also have a not-so-aging hipster and the ultra-glamorous guest in my live studio today. So stay tuned, don't touch that dial. We are absolutely live in the studio here today, and it's a bit of a rainy day here this Sunday, but you know what? This music is going to keep you warm. Now, I'm going to play you my first song, which is from a band who took a while to get back together, but they're back and stronger than ever. Here's Pluto. As I said, that's a band that's back, stronger than ever, Pluto, from the 90s pop rock era. So I'm absolutely delighted to introduce my guest here, Kate Powell. How are you?
Hi, Ruben. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
My God, look at that voice. Oh, you sound so good on radio. And here you are all nervous-like. I told you you're going to sound so good. Oh, tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm Kate. I'm a music writer. I've been published for the last 7 years.
Okay.
So I've written for the likes of the Waikato Times, Rip It Up magazine. I write a bit for Audio Culture, which sort of is a history of New Zealand music, Ambient Light, Radio 13, and 13th Floor.
Fantastic. And you just told me that you had listened to Pluto before you had their first album.
Yes, I did. I had Pipeline Under the Ocean. So that was released in 2005, if my memory serves me correctly. And that song there, it's quite a cool development for them because I have a really distinct memory of that album being very dark, very angular, and this is lighter and more buoyant and more sort of classic indie pop. So it's a nice development from them.
It is. Are you excited to see them back and playing live?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the time I wasn't able to really go to bars to see them. I was underage. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to see them as an adult and see how they've been, what they've been doing for the last decade or so.
Are you originally from Loughlin?
No, I'm from Hamilton.
Oh, right. Okay. Do you go back? Do you have friends and family back in Hamilton?
Yeah, no, I do. I do go back. I'm actually going back next week to get my hair cut.
By the way, you have fantastic. Today you're dressed so glamorously. I love it. I really, really appreciate you taking the time. We have to take a photo because this is too good to not share.
Thank you. Yeah.
But is that where your stylist is from? In Hamilton. Sorry.
I think aspects of it have definitely come from Hamilton. Hamilton's got a really strong punk and punk culture, and that has definitely underpinned a lot of my satirical choices growing up. So a lot of black, a lot of leather, a lot of tartan.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm here going to play a next song that is from an artist that I know has a special place, not just in my heart, but also Kate's as well. And this is someone who committed her whole life to creative pursuits away from the public eye. So here's a different Kate, Running Up That Hill. Running on That Hill, Kate Bush, and that was the extended version. And the original was from Hounds of Love, released in 1985. And I am proud to say that ended Madonna's reign on the charts with her Like a Virgin album. So tell me, Kate, what did you think about Kate?
I'm a massive Kate Bush fan. I think what I love about her so much is she takes quintessential pop elements and just turns them on their head and makes them weird and strange and dark, but there's always that accessibility there. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that rendition of Running Up That Hill, I actually haven't heard that before, and it's a lot darker. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the sort of Kate we saw in the Babushka video.
Yes.
Where she's got the black veil covering her face like a shroud. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, I loved that. I thought it was great. I'm definitely going to be looking that up when I get home.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm playing some stuff that I wanted to surprise you with that track. Did you hear Brian Mokel Placebo's version of Running Up That Hill?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, okay. You should.
It's a good one, yeah?
It's a good one, and the video is actually quite good as well.
Okay.
Because I suspect he took a selection of his fans who also kind of lip-sync to the song, but they look grim, they look dark, as Placebo fans should look like, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Did you get to hear some of Kate Bush's earlier stuff? Not earlier stuff, I'm sorry, most recent stuff.
No, I haven't actually. I'm very weighted towards pretty classic Kate Bush.
Right, okay.
But I'd like to. My problem is my to listen to list is so long, and there are only so many hours in a day, so I need to sort of make my way through it.
Yes, and I must say, I mean, Kate Bush, you could spend so much time just listening to her early albums or any album because it's so rich, right? It's got so much stuff in it, and you pick up lots of interesting details.
Absolutely.
So, keep that on your list. I would also recommend Ariel because she released this album after a long while, actually in 2005. They've got some fantastic soundscapes, actually, in that album. And I'm so happy I managed to score it off Discogs a couple of years ago. So that's kind of like one of my prized possessions. And maybe when you come for tea one day, we play it.
Yeah, no, that'd be fabulous. I'd love that.
Excellent. All right, so on to the next track here, which is from a band from Hamilton, I believe.
Hey.
That was pretty exciting. That was Hamilton punk band Contenders with their latest single, Track Repel, from a self-titled EP, I believe, that scored 5 full stars by Kate here for Radio 13. So give us a summary of this review that you did for Radio 13. Five stars. That's
five
not
stars.
Easy.
I know. And I'm a bit of a snob. So you know when I've got, when I give out five stars.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is the first five stars you've given this year, I believe.
It is. Yay. It is. Yeah. No. So, I mean, Hamilton has a really fantastic punk and hardcore scene. And it's something that's developed over the last 20 years or so. And I've got to say, as someone who's grown up in Hamilton, who went to a lot of punk shows growing up, the Contenders are easily the best musical export of the last 20 years. The reason that I'm making that very bold claim is because what they do so well is they merge a raw energy that you see in the likes of, well, Dead Kennedys. If for a local Hamilton example, you had the Bludgeoners. And then they merge that with a real pop sensibility, or poppier, I should say, sensibility, that you see in the likes of, like, X-Ray Specs. So Cilla McIntosh, who's the front woman, and a bloody charismatic one at that. She's sensational.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a real sort of snarl to her voice, very similar to polystyrene, but also she can actually sing. And you can hear that lovely juxtaposition in the recording really well. It was recorded at The Porch, which is a local Hamilton recording studio, so it's very, very Hamilton, very local. And yeah, I just thought it was sensational. It was quite a development from their React EP.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bit dirtier, a bit more scuzzy in its production.
Same lineup?
Same lineup.
Okay.
Cilla's voice was a bit too far back in the mix.
Right.
So what they've done so well is they've pushed a voice forward. They've cleaned the sound up a bit, and it just sounds so raw and punk, but also just so fun and so danceable.
It's not easy, as you mentioned in your review, to write short songs, because the songs are like, what, 2 minutes?
They're all under 2 minutes.
Wow.
So there's, yeah, so there's really no room for error there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the band as a whole, that really... The fact that those songs are so short but so catchy and so memorable really speaks to their finesse as musicians and as artists.
Excellent. Well, if you want to listen more about Contenders or read more about the review, head on over to radio13.co.nz. This is episode 4 of the Bad Monkey Music Show. I am here with the beautiful Kate Powell, and this is live here from... on 104.6 FM. Now, let's get naughty a little bit, shall we?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Satan's my name. I can make you sin. I can make you feel pain. I can twist. I can make you seduce me. Wanna do the what to see. You can call. For your ritual, make my own money.
Satan's a Woman, according to Twin Temple, a controversial brother-sister band from the City of Angels and their special brand of satanic doo-wop. What do you think of that, Kate?
I loved it.
I played it especially for you. I thought you liked that. Yeah. What did you like about it?
Well, the lapsed Catholic in me.
We've been taking confessions on now this morning in our shows. This is so cool.
Yeah, no. I love that you played it on a Sunday. I love that you played it for me. I loved that juxtaposition of the doo-wop sound and that satanic message. It was very sort of moral panic of the 1950s. No, that was a lot of fun, like all bad things. What did Oscar Wilde say? The only thing you can yield to is temptation or something.
Well, if Oscar says that, it's legit. It's legit. Yeah. Well, there's another reason why I played this song is because I was helping prepare you for the New Zealand International Film Festival movie.
Ah, yes.
Tell us about that. You looking forward to it?
I'm hyped, yeah. So my partner and I are going to Hail Satan.
That's right.
Yeah, Cameron, who's another writer for Radio 13, is reviewing Hail Satan, which is a documentary all about the satanic temple in the United States.
That's right.
And I believe they pretty much use Satanism to troll the government.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Apparently there is some good that they're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
As well, right? Yeah. So it'll be an interesting documentary, I think.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I'll bring my vial of holy water.
Oh, I'll never leave home without it.
That's never leave home without
that's
it.
That's what my mum said, but somehow I can't find my little vial.
Mine disintegrated, it sort of evaporated when I touched it. So.
You know, just for fun, you and I, we should go to a church one day, preferably on a Sunday, you know, and kind of sing at the top of our voices all those hymns that we remember from our childhood, you know.
Yeah. No, I'd be down for that.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind some Kyrie once in a while.
No, I was actually at a protest once. I was at a pro-choice protest, mm-hmm. and we were standing next to some people who were actually saying Mass. And we...
So they were saying Mass during a protest?
During a protest.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. So they were opposite an abortion clinic doing awful things.
Okay.
And we started quoting Monty Python's
Life of
prayer,
Brian.
Prayer.
Okay,
very loudly. So that's my feelings towards it, towards organized religion.
Well, we are
Sorry,
now...
Dad.
We are now going to move from Satan to some funky disco by a queen who fears no evil. So you're listening to the remix version of Pull Up to the Bumper by the one and only Grace Jones. And the original was taken from the nightclubbing album in 81. So, my dear Kate, tell us about Grace Jones.
Oh man, she's such a queen. I adore Grace Jones, and she is another style icon for me.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
I love everything about her, her strength, her androgyny, her sensuality. And that's just her clothes and her aesthetic. I mean, musically, she's sensational, easily one of the best live performances I've ever seen.
Okay. And when was the last time you saw her?
The first and only time I've seen her was at City Limits. So that was, what, 2 years
ago? Oh, it'd be about 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on a tiny side stage. She wasn't even on the main stage.
I remember. I photographed her. Yeah, you're right. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Which was bizarre. Mm-hmm. But no, she was absolutely hypnotic as a performer. Just seeing her work the stage, and you could obviously see her training as a model. Each pose was just flawless. Each movement was so meticulous.
Right.
But also it just felt spontaneous and fun, and the fact she came out wearing body paint and not much else at 70-something.
That's right.
Was just incredible.
One of my best shots, I can say, in my whole career as a photographer is from that show. It was Grace Jones looking straight at me into camera, and I took that shot. It's on my wall. And okay, I can tell you, her presence, her gaze, it's incredible. I mean, she knows, right? She's a performer, so she's there, and she knows that she's going to give not only to the crowd and everyone, but also the model in her, as you said, comes out, right? So she knows how to give it and project that presence into a camera. And I can tell you, a lot of the photographers, I'm not going to name names, some of them just froze. You just kind of just go blank because it's so overpowering.
Yeah,
you know?
She is such a presence.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. And yeah, just musically, she's always just so funky.
Oh, that funk.
I mean, I just wanted to dance. Listen, just hearing that, dancing in my seat.
And I need to ask you, do you like a bit of disco?
I do. I'm very partial to, probably more the glam aspect
right,
of disco.
Yes.
So, of course, people like David Bowie, mm-hmm. People like Mott the Hoople, mm-hmm. A little bit of, I've just discovered Brian Eno's Here Come the Warm Jets. Thank you, Daniel, for recommending that to
Brilliant.
Me. That's sensational. Yeah, definitely that's a big part of my aesthetic. I think I'm repping that quite well today, actually.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Please. I would not be able to describe this glorious look that you have. Please do.
LeMay realness? I'm wearing red high-waisted silk pants.
Mm-hmm.
And a silver glittery floral pussy bow shirt with Lego mutton sleeves. And I was very attracted to this because it reminded me of Ruben Patterson, who is a New Zealand artist, and he works in florals and glitter.
Mm-hmm.
Very camp, very kitsch.
But not overbearing, is the thing. You know, this is just such a nice balance to it. It's not, it's just so nicely balanced, the glitter and the floral patterns.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, it's, I scored both of these, at Vixen on K Road.
Vixen.
Shout out. Yeah.
Oh, yes, you mentioned this to me.
Yeah.
I've passed by Vixen a few times. I had a look at some of their leather stuff in there. They've got some pretty cool stuff.
No, they've consistently got good stuff. And, they curate impeccably well.
Oh, okay.
And then I've also got my cape.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you about this cape.
Yeah. So it's a red woolen cape with a big black velvet collar.
Ooh.
And it's about 1960s. And I got that off Trade Me.
I tell you, Kate, your taste is just impeccable. One of these days, I have to sit down and we need to talk about it. We might have to branch out Radio 13 into a fashion department, shall we?
I would be down for that.
Cool. Lots of clapping celebration for Myra Baden's first single from their new album, Look Me in the Eye. That was I Might Disappear. So what did you think of that Wellington trio? Have you seen them live, Kate?
Yes. Yeah, no, I've seen them live a couple of times. And they're just another consistently excellent band. Gussie Larkin?
Yes, that's right. Yes. On guitar and vocals, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, she's sensational. That's a bit, like, dreamier than what I've seen of them live. They always seem a bit more sort of rock and roll and sort of ruckus.
More punky?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a little bit more. But that was lovely.
That was a little more synthy, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, it was good for a Sunday.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But no, they're a wonderful band, and I believe they're playing at Others Way.
Yeah, and Contenders as well.
Yep.
Okay.
So, oh, definitely. They're on my 2C list, as always.
Yeah, no, there's so many bands, so many good bands to see at Others Way. So this is now time for the weekly Bad Monkey shout-out. And I have two shout-outs to do. The first one is actually Georgie Malion, who is a floral artist and a stylist based in Auckland.
Oh.
She has more than 10 years of experience, and she works with a combination of dried, fresh, and wild flowers.
That sounds gorgeous.
Oh, you have to check out her website, and she creates these stunning, incredible pieces. It's georgiemalion.com. And you can also check out her store, which is at Greenpoint Florists in Grey Lynn. As I said, very affordable, and she just has an eye. She just creates this. The silhouettes alone, if you just look at the silhouettes of these pieces she creates, this is phenomenal. She can be contacted at 09-360-1744. That's 09-360-1744, Georgie Malion. And the second shout-out I want to give is to Michael Holmes Premium Eyewear in Newmarket. And again, another store, Kate, I just need to ask you to go and see the store.
Okay.
It's like a combination of industrial meets chic, you know, with the wood panels and stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Strong.
So they offer curated, handcrafted work of the world's top eyewear artisans, not designers.
Ooh, artisans.
Artisans. And these are actually, from what I understand, artisans that handcraft their designs.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's some pretty good stuff. And as I said, they have two stores. The one I usually go to is Newmarket, and I just want to really show my appreciation to Tracy, Grace, and all the wonderful team you have there down in the Newmarket store on Teat Street. And they also have the a store in St. Helier's in the Pimlico building as well. So go check them out. All right, Kate, I would really like you to give some shout-outs too.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to start by thanking all of the musicians who we've played in the last, hour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their creativity means so much. And, yeah, it's a real joy to listen to them. And, you know, I'm not a musician myself, so I feel like I get to share in their world a little bit each time I listen to them. So thank you to every single musician. You're all great. And also thank you to you, Ruben. Thank you for having me.
It was my absolute pleasure. You brighten up this studio, I can tell you.
No, thank you for keeping me calm during my first ever radio performance chat.
Ooh, and I hope many more to come, my dear.
No, it's been a joy. Thank you.
And to all our listeners and all our shout-outs, this is a band I saw perform live in Singapore about 5 years ago, and I can tell you I've loved them ever since. This is Stuart Murdoch and his band, Indie Sweethearts, all of them, Belle and Sebastian, a new single and track called Sister Buddha. And this is from the band's score of an upcoming movie called Day of Bagnall Summer. So here, enjoy Sister Buddha.
Sister Buddha takes the all-night bus. Sister Buddha looking for the thing that makes her buzz. Sister Buddha wakes up far from home, and all she knows, there's an itch that she's dying to scratch. A face that glows her skin. Step across the lonely threshold of your selfish mind and embrace the loving goodness of your humankind. And the God won't show her face, fall upon your inner soul's embrace, and I'll send you all the love that I can find. Checking out the scene. Sister Buddha works the catwalk, serves the coffee bean. Sister Buddha ran the streets with all the usual boys, but there has to be more than the girls, the bills, the circus ring. Step across the lonely threshold of your selfish mind, and embrace the wayward goodness of your humankind. And if God won't show
My name's Roger Bowie. It's my real name. I wasn't born Roger Jones. I've been collecting music for over 50 years, so join me on my eclectic journey and I'll play my music for you. Lots and lots of vinyl. One song from every year starting around 1964 and carrying on through 2 2-hour shows, about 50 tracks. And then, in a more contemporary mode, I finish off every third show with 2 hours of pure Americana. So tune in every third Saturday of the month at 8:30 on Planet FM 104.6 or stream anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/Roger's Eclectic Journey.
I was out to get myself gainfully employed.
You're listening to the Bad Monkey Music Show, and I am part of radio13.co.nz. Listen to our shows every Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. And the next one coming up is by Roger Bowie. And you can listen to me every week, 12:30 in the afternoon, Sunday. So, Kate, I want to know more about Kate the writer.
Sure.
Please, enlighten us.
Yeah, no. So, do you want to hit me with a question or do you want me to just talk?
I'm interested in the pieces that you've written recently. I think it was for The Big Idea.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about the most recent one.
Yeah, so I write for The Big Idea, which is a art website. It's a platform that's overseen by Creative New Zealand. So I've been writing for them for about 9 months.
Okay.
And I got that gig because I posted a Facebook status in relation to one of their articles where they said that there were no critics in New Zealand, no art critics.
Mm-hmm.
And that got my hackles up. And I wrote them a very long spiel as to, yes, there were critics in New Zealand, but mm-hmm. this is why criticism in New Zealand, art criticism specifically in New Zealand, is not sort of as well received and not as widely publicized as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And they emailed me back and said, hey, do you want to write a article for us and mm-hmm. extend on your Facebook post?
Okay, cool.
And I was like, yeah, sure. And wrote it for them, and I've been writing for them ever since. I've got a column for them, Tough Crowd.
Okay.
So that's a review-specific column. I've reviewed a mixture of theatre and art exhibitions.
Brilliant.
I also, every so often, write The Lowdown, which is just a wrap-up of events and artistic going on around the country. But more recently, I've actually written a piece about women in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually got picked up by Audio Culture, who are another
awesome,
rad,
amazing, yeah.
Publication, online publication. But I've also written a little bit about racism in the arts, like heavier topics.
Oh, yeah, these are very hard-hitting topics, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really lovely to have a platform to explore those in depth because I feel like there are very few places in New Zealand that allow for that long form journalism and sort of those think pieces. So I'm writing a couple of pieces for them in the not too distant future.
Okay.
One's going to be around mindfulness in art.
Okay.
And how mindfulness as a practitioner informs some artists currently operating in New Zealand.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know if you get any engagement feedback from the articles that you've written.
I do, actually, and it's quite nice. It's specifically to Creative New Zealand, the Big Idea. It's been really lovely, and it's been, how do you get started in writing? So people are coming to me for advice, which is very flattering, and I don't feel nearly qualified to be doling out advice, but there you go. And then, yes, I do get not as nice criticism on my music-related stuff.
We often talked about the feedback that we get when we try to be unbiased and give some factual observations of the gigs that we go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you get the brunt of some of this crazed fan.
Yes, I do. I get a lot of people telling me I have no right to be saying bad things about their band, and slightly more illegal comments as well. Which isn't great and completely defeats the purpose of good criticism, which should be used as a way for the artist to grow and to develop.
Exactly right. I mean, there's always going to be bad news, and bad reviews are not necessarily a bad thing. You know, we're not out there to crucify
artists.
Yeah,
it's at the end of the day, it is just our opinion.
Yes,
but also, you know, you want that artist to grow and to develop.
Yes,
and it sort of doesn't matter if you like the band or not. You want them to sort of flourish and. Criticism is different to being nasty and being mean.
Yes, absolutely. And we are absolutely delighted and so proud that Kate is one of our key members of radio13.co.nz, because we are proud to be independent, self-funded and unbiased, right? And this is, as I said, we do our research and we are proud of the opinions that we have.
Yeah.
So here is another one of... Well, another artist that I know Kate and I really share, but this is an unusual track. So I'm not sure if Kate has actually heard this one, but I hope and I know she's going to like it. I mean, just to start alone, you can guess who this is going to be from.
Don't be afraid. If it doesn't kill you, it will shape you. If it doesn't break you, it will make you.
That was the voice of Susie Sue. And that was a track, If It Doesn't Kill You, from her debut solo album, Manta Ray, that was released in September 2007. So what's your memories of Miss Sue, Kate?
I remember being about 15 years old and thinking that The Scream was just the best album out. It was the same year I discovered the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who are another, Karen O is another seminal influence on me. I mean, they're both such strong women
mm-hmm.
and fearless women.
Right.
And bold and unrepentant.
Yes.
And
which was definitely not difficult when they were budding artists, right?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 2000s, Karen O stood out because she was so different to, like, the cookie cutter
mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton blonde, dumb sort of
personas.
Yeah, we'll say personas. yeah, so I have very distinct memories of that album specifically. And this is a fabulous development. Her voice sounds so much deeper and more sort of
refined.
Yeah, that's a great description.
Yeah.
And very, you know, I have a weakness for very sort of deep female voices.
Me too, yes.
People like, you know, like Janis Joplin
or
Annie Lennox. I mean, Grace Jones.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they're all sort of a similar
octave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. And I hope that you will check and find the time in your long list to also go over Manta Ray, because it's a fabulous album.
Mm.
Speaking of seminal figures of our youth, here's an unusual one.
Of nothing in particular. You shut your mouth. How can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I'm human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else does. I'm the sun and the all the shadows that is criminally vulgar of the sunny layer of nothing in particular. I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need
I think it's a very appropriate song for the way my heart bleeds for the Smiths right now. What do you think, Kate?
Yeah, pretty devastated. Billy Bragg actually summed it up best. He said, as an activist, I am appalled, but as a Smiths fan, I am heartbroken.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the heartbreak that we all share. And I've always prided myself for putting my politics on one side when I photograph and also when I appreciate music, but it's been really, really hard this time to distance myself from the Smiths, who were absolute icons, influences when I grew up in my youth, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is, I wonder if the Morrissey that, you know, that was in the Smiths, what would he think of the Morrissey today? Because, you know, the Morrissey that I grew up with, that I knew, was a consoler of the lonely, was he embraced the different...
Diversity, yeah,
the oddness.
Yes.
And that's just not reflected in the appalling excuse for a human that he has become.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, it's very hard to sort of distance myself. But, you know, nonetheless, we will still always be fans of the Smith because that's, you know, they made such a big impact of our life. So thank you once again, Kate, for being on my show. It was an absolute delight to have you, and I wish you all the best. I know we will definitely keep in touch and enjoy.
Thank you very much.
To all our listeners out there, check me out on radio13.co.nz. And join me next week, 12:30, Sunday, and maybe we'll get naughty again. This is the Bad Monkey signing out.